producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, live from 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. I'm Scott Henning with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. We're also live and on location today from AM 1100 The Flag, or rather for AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO in Tioga, Stanley, Williston in Watford City. And we are honored that we are the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. That happens because of you, the fine listeners of this program. God bless you. Thank you, one and all. We're coming to you today from the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting at the Ramada Plaza Suites in Fargo. And the keynote speaker, the one and only Steve Moore, is with us on the program. Going to join us for a good portion of this hour. And Doug Goring, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner, joins us a little later on this hour. Your calls, questions, and comments on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline are always welcome at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. Hey, Steve Moore, how are you?
Hi, Scott. I've fallen in love with North Dakota.
You can move here. We'll take you.
70-degree weather, sunshine, you know, beautiful. No, I'm having a great time and love the people here. And you brought me out, Scott, the first time I had, you know, I've told you this before, but I had been to every other continental state multiple times, but I had never been to North Dakota. And 5 years ago, remember, you brought me out here to see what was going on in the Bakken Shale, which is an incredible experience. And so this is my second trip to North Dakota, and I love it.
You saved the best for last.
I did.
The Convention and Visitors Bureau here in Fargo actually has a T-shirt that says that. They give you a little prize, so we'll make sure you get that before you leave.
Please do.
Exactly right. I don't remember when we first met, but it was like most of my...
Well, I was on your radio. I've been on your radio show for, what, 20 years now?
I think so. Yeah. I think it's been a long time.
We're both getting older.
and I always appreciated reading the Wall Street Journal. And
By the way, they're playing the national anthem.
Should we stand? We probably should. The conference has started, and it's we're actually outside in the entrance area. But if you can hear it, there you go. Because we were.
Woo!
Yeah, there you go. There's 500 folks in there. 500 folks in there having a good time, and we're outside and getting ready to crank up on the program. Speaking of which, are you a Nats fan? Play ball?
You know, the Nats have just dropped off. But I'm a Cubs fan.
Are you?
I think a lot of people from the...
That's right. You're an Illinois guy.
Yeah.
You're a Midwestern. That's why we like you so much.
Here, right? Don't you get WGN TV?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I bet there are a lot of Cubs fans here. And the Cubs, you know, we always say in Chicago, every team is entitled to a bounce century. This is the dawning of a new beginning. We're getting into the playoffs this year.
Okay, so we're obviously going to talk a little bit about what you're going to talk about. But I want to start on the presidential race, if you don't mind, and just kind of...
Shocked by the news yesterday.
Were you?
Shocked.
Were you?
I was. Remember, you and I were having dinner when the news came through that...
That's right. You've been on a plane, so when you landed, we got to dinner. I said,
you know, it's amazing because Scott Walker, and I really love that guy. I mean, I admire him. I think he's got a spine of steel. I think he has the kind of fortitude that would have made him a great president. And by the way, I think he will be president someday, which is not in 2017. But, you know, it's amazing because, Scott, you think about it. I mean, 3 months ago, he was the front runner in Iowa. People just assumed he was going to win Iowa. And I think what's happened is that Donald Trump is just, he has just so crowded out and drowned out the rest of the field that a lot of these guys have not been able to get the traction we normally would expect. But a great man, Scott Walker, I think he'd be a good vice presidential nominee. And, you know, what he has done to turn around the state of Wisconsin is exemplary.
Campaigns matter, though. I mean, I said today on the air, I'm glad we find out now that he's not capable of running a good campaign, right? Because then we have Mitt Romney all over again.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a terribly run campaign. And that's unfortunate because he has a hell of a story to tell. And, you know, he's won, what, 3 elections. 5 years they keep trying to oust him because he's taken on the public employee unions. And God, you know, love him for doing that because, look, I'm not against unions, but these supersized pensions and the collective bargaining agreements, they are bankrupting a lot of states and cities, and it can't continue.
You had some folks may have followed this that follow these things closely, but you were involved in a little discussion about with a New York Times reporter who obviously had an agenda and Scott Walker's view on immigration and that it was changing, or the narrative was that he was saying one thing to one group and one to another, so you had a little obviously insight into the campaign. Was it just did he have the wrong people around him?
It's not a very well run campaign, and I think that here's the problem I think Scott Walker faced is, his message was, look, I took on the unions and I turned around our state. And people know that about him and they respect that. All conservatives respect what he has done. But it was like, okay, what else? What's your second act? And there was never a real second act. What's your growth agenda? How are you going to turn around the country the way you've turned around Wisconsin? And let me say this, Scott. I think this is a fault of all the Republican candidates. They are not talking about how long did that debate last the other night?
An eternity.
I didn't see the whole thing because I had to get on a plane.
I did. Every second of it.
Did it go on for 3 hours?
Yeah.
But in the 3 hours, somebody was telling me, because again, I missed the last hour of it, only 20 minutes of the 3 hours was devoted to the issue Americans care most about, jobs, the economy. And this is where I'm a Republican, so we're going to win this election on the economy. And Obama's horrible mishandling of this, the fact that wages have not risen in this country in 10 years, in the last 3 years of Bush and in the first 6 and 7 years of Obama, we have seen, paltry job growth. We should have about 7 million more jobs if we had a normal recovery. The fact that you've got, very high poverty rates in this country. And finally, look at what happened to our national debt. My God, could you have ever imagined in 6 years we would increase our national debt by $7.5 trillion?
And we yawn.
It's unbelievable.
The electorate collectively yawns.
And people wonder, why aren't we growing anymore? Why aren't we feeling as great as we normally are? Why aren't we the superpower? You can't borrow your way to prosperity. You can't tax your way to prosperity. You can't spend. That's what I'm going to tell these folks, in this room in about an hour. You can't borrow and spend and tax your way to prosperity. Show me, Scott, anywhere in the country that has worked. It hasn't worked in Connecticut. It hasn't worked in my home state of Illinois. It hasn't worked in Puerto Rico. It hasn't worked in Greece. It hasn't worked in Russia. I mean, my God, how many times do we have to learn that message?
I think there are a lot of people mad.
And
hear your viewpoint. And I think the reason Donald Trump is doing as well, I want your take on this, he's throwing haymakers.
Oh, absolutely.
And they don't care that he calls somebody ugly. They don't care that he kind of acts goofy and talks about how much money he has, because he's at least speaking for them in the sense that they're just spitting nails mad about the direction of this country.
I find myself, Scott, when it comes to Donald Trump, violently agreeing with half of what he says and violently disagreeing with half of what he says. So you're exactly right. He has tapped into a rage of voters on the right. And by the way, there's the same rage on the left. That's what's kind of interesting. Americans are not happy with the way Washington is functioning. And what Donald Trump talks about, which he is so right about, is that Washington has become corrupt, incompetent, not caring or listening to what the American people are saying. And that kind of, and by the way, arrogant. And people just said, throw these people out. Isn't it interesting that the three people at the top of the Republican ticket now in terms of the leaders in the polls are the non-politicians like Carly Fiorina and Ben Carson and Trump.
Now, you said at the beginning of this, though, that Trump was making it difficult for anybody else to break through. He's, in my mind, showing the rest of them how they ought to break through.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. Look, I disagree with Donald Trump on taxes. His idea of, taxing the rich is stupid and it's going to hurt the economy. I disagree with him on trade. I think we are, there's no state that benefits more from trade than North Dakota. By the way, we should be trading more oil, not less of it. And I disagree with him on immigration. I'm a very pro-immigration person. I think we need more hardworking, intelligent, brainiac immigrants who are the backbone of our economy. But he is so right about the fact that, I'll just give another example. One thing I love about Donald Trump is the way he takes on the media. Most Republicans go in the fetal position when it comes to the media.
Terrible.
And
yeah.
He just takes them on. I love that about him. And the fact that he is so willing to take on this tyranny, and I use that word, intentionally, the tyranny of political correctness. This idea that the left has created that you can say certain things. Since when do we have police speech in this country? And when did that happen?
Well, you're so right. And I thought that his answer, actually, in the first debate to Megyn Kelly was pretty good on that point.
Which, I forget which one. What did
so when she, you know, she came with a, you called, what's her name,
oh,
a
yeah,
fat
right,
pig,
right, right,
and,
right.
And he said, you know what, I say things, I have fun, but, you know, I'm tired of this political correctness.
Right, yeah.
You know, and
he's
I thought,
so right.
He is right.
And you know, there is this, you know, people used to talk in the Nixon era about the silent majority. There is a silent majority out there that is sick and tired of the political correctness, the in-your-face nature of the gay, lesbian, transgender. Did you see that? You know, the Pope is going to be in Washington on Wednesday and Thursday. And, you know, did you see this, that Obama has invited all the gays and lesbians?
I did.
Now, and that's just,
this is typical.
In-your-face,
that's right.
Using
yeah.
this, you know, it's disrespectful to the Pope to do that.
No, it is. Yeah, no, the Vatican's okay with it because evidently everywhere they go, the heads of state can invite whoever they want.
Right.
And
so
there will be 5,000 people there. And so
why
they've
does
got
the
six...
president have to make a social statement in every single case?
I know. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, from sending the bust of, Winston Churchill back.
By the way, Scott, you know this. I mean, when I first met, I was the Cato Institute. I'm a libertarian. What people do in the privacy of their home.
But you're right.
Their own business.
The in-your-face of the agenda thing is absolutely,
really,
and it's part of the game.
Yep.
All right, short break, back with more, and your calls, too, for Steve Moore, by the way. Get them in, 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Register today for the 9th Annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference. The full-day event is Tuesday, October 13th at Bismarck State College's National Energy Center of Excellence. Speakers include Chief Economist for ConocoPhillips, Marianne Kaa, U.S. Senators Heidi Heitkamp and John Hoeven, Congressman Kevin Cramer, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, and many more. See the agenda and registration information online at energynd.com/events.
The Ports to Plains Conference is coming to Williston October 6th through the 8th. Register to visit the fastest growing small city in America. Take a bus tour of Williston's infrastructure growth, the energy or agriculture industries. Network with investors and business leaders from across North America and hear from renowned speakers who will explore the economic outlooks in Canada and Mexico. Register today for the 18th Annual Ports to Plains Conference, October 6th through the 8th in Williston. For more information, visit PortsToPlains.com. PortsToPlains.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, reducing soybean yield and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local County Extension agent for more information about this soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
One of the great things about doing this show is all the great places I get to go. And we have a list of what we're calling our top 10 towns that are a product of our What's in Your Town tour. And, of course, we've been to Newtown already. We've been to Tioga already. And we are having a great time. I want to thank our friends from Hess, by the way. Dawa Solutions Group. The Bucking Buffalo Smokehouse Saloon in Tioga. Man, is that great. Sheldon Welding, Tioga Ace Hardware, Tioga Medical Center, the Economic Development Corporation of Tioga, and the Mainstay Suites in Tioga, which is just one great place. There are fine sponsors there. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. And by the way, the Big Flavor Tour makes a stop, cash-wise, Jamestown tomorrow. I'd be there if I were you, because there's going to be some bacon, some brats, some summer sausage. Should be fantastic tomorrow. More of our conversation now with Steve Moore, the Wall Street Journal, Fox News Channel. You see him on the Fox Business a bunch, CNBC a bunch. Read him in the Wall Street Journal. Heritage Foundation economist, and he is the keynote speaker for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual conference here. And Ryan and Dickinson had a question for you. Steve, go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, you guys were kind of brought up a little bit about the top three Republicans or, you know, outsiders. And it's kind of that Fiorina is just kind of really became the media darling right now. And I just find it kind of interesting that they don't really talk about how her poor performance as a CEO and kind of the stuff that went on with HP that just doesn't really get talked about. You know, they were really selling a lot of products to Iran through a third-party vendor, and none of that really gets talked about, you know. And I think they really want her to be the person to knock Trump out of the race. And
all right, let's talk a little bit about that, Ryan. Good question. So first of all, you know Carly, full disclosure, right?
I do.
And good lady, good person. You know,
I think Carly is. Look, I'm a little biased because I've been doing some work with her, and but I think she's a superstar. I just think, you know, this country has Carly mania right now. It's not the media. It's not the media is responding to the media of the people, the voters who saw that performance last week, Scott, and were mesmerized by her. She's like the new Margaret Thatcher of American politics. I mean, now look, this gentleman is making some valid points, and I don't know all her record as a Hewlett. I mean, first of all, though, what a story. This woman started out, I mean, you want to talk about what's great about America, Scott? She started out as a secretary at HP, a secretary, and she worked her way up to be the CEO of this company. That's an amazing story.
It
now,
is.
She had her first 2 years at HP. She was a superstar.
Crushing
the stock
it.
Went way up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she oversaw the Compaq merger and so on. And then she was ousted by the board. And here's what's interesting. The chairman of the board at that time has written a long piece, you know, extolling her virtues. So, but people have to make up their own mind about Carly. I will tell you, though, having met her many times personally and had, you know, private lunches with her, just two or three people, she's the real deal. And she is a strong conservative, both economically and conservatively. She's staunchly pro-life, as she showed with that statement she made about Planned Parenthood. Bravo to her. And look, is there anything, I always say, it's so fun the fact that we have two of the top three are a woman and a black. That is the liberals' worst nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's nothing that the liberals hate more than conservative Republican women and conservative Republican blacks.
Ryan, only other thing I'd tell you is I did hear her at the end of the debate talk about her chief critic in that whole departure from Hewlett-Packard on the board. The person that actually got her fired has basically written a letter.
Yep, that's what I was talking about, right?
Yeah, in the New York Times, right?
And, yeah, and it basically is saying this woman is, you know, a real leader.
Yeah, who was, again, a critic during the time that you're talking about. So, I mean, that's, you know, I'd like to know more, too.
You know, the other thing, Scott, is...
But here's the deal. People are going to have failures.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, come
you
on.
Know, for these people in Washington, here's the thing. Yes, she was not, you know, she's the greatest CEO ever. No, probably not. But, you know, one thing that bugs me is these people in the media, these politicians, the chattering class, to judge her when they've never done anything with their life, never created anything. I think it's so unfair.
It's a flaw in politics, really,
that
we expect perfection.
Exactly.
Yeah, because nobody's perfect.
Well, they're perfect, right? They think they are.
Yeah.
The media does.
Scott and Grafton, you're next for Steve Moore, the Wall Street Journal, Fox News Channel, with us at the North Dakota Petroleum Council Conference on the Big Flavor Cloverdale Hotline. Hey, Scott, go ahead for Steve.
Yeah, I tell you what, I might sound a little brash when I say this, but I think a lot of people in the media are missing one of the biggest points, and that's we are not always that interested in what someone is going to do if they are elected, because just take a look at the track record of even Republicans in the last, 8 to 10 years. Have they done what they said they're going to do? So really what happens is all of a sudden a front runner gets all way out in the, you know, ahead of everybody else, and everybody's saying, well, we've got to hear what he's going to do. And you know what? I don't think people really care that much anymore about politicians, what they're going to do. I think it's just like us in real life. I mean, we can plan to do things, but, you know, in the end, do we really end up fulfilling our idealistic goals? I mean, we have to adjust, and maybe someone like Donald Trump or, you know, even some of the other front runners might just have to wait till they get to Washington and feel and see how things are going. So I think sometimes when all of a sudden we're looking for a critique of a front runner such as Donald Trump, and all of a sudden he's not saying what he's going to do, I'm not so sure, and maybe I'm just alone on this, but I'm not so sure that everybody is interested. They just want to see how they handle the media, how they handle the voting public. And you're right, we are sick of things that are going on as usual. And like I said,
at some point, though,
a little brash when I talk about this.
Yeah, Scott, I think at some point you have to pivot to what Steve's asking for, though. Meat on the bones, right? I mean,
well, look, I take a little bit of a different, you know, view on this. I don't care what they say. Politicians will say anything. Scott, you and I have been around in our lives. I don't care if they talk the talk. I care if they walk the walk. And by the way, this circles back to the start of this discussion. One of the things I've admired about Scott Walker is he walked the walk. He did what he said he would do. So you're right that we shouldn't be, like politicians make promises all the time and they break them 80% of the time. That's the anger that's out there that's directed at the Republican establishment and the Democratic establishment. And what's attractive about Donald Trump, quite frankly, he's sticking his finger right in the eye of the Republican establishment. You know what's interesting, Scott? The more the Republican establishment attacks Donald Trump, what happens to his numbers? They go up. People are sick of this, you know, this Washington insider class. This gentleman who called, excuse me, sounds like a Trump supporter. And you're great. I mean, I think the Trump supporters are making a statement to Washington. Change your ways. You know, stop caving into the media and the liberal forces in Washington.
Texter says, well, Scott, you just backtracked on your previous comment on an earlier show where you gave Trump crap for backtracking on the ugly comments he made. Well, if you did not mention this text, I guess I'll know what you are truly all about. Well, I'm happy to mention any text, and I'm not beyond criticism. I welcome it. And if you pretend not to remember, here's a reminder. He called her ugly. Then when Trump was questioned, he said it had something to do with her policies, and you thought that was weak of him. Yeah, I was talking about when he, you know, called Colley Fiorina. Look at that face. Look at the face from the Rolling Stone article, right? And yeah. then in the debate, he said, or shortly after, he said, no, I was talking about a persona. That, to me, was really telling of Donald Trump. Because
Donald Trump did the biggest favor for any politician in 20 years in American politics when he said that. Because it elevated Carly in a big, big way. And Carly knocked him down in a big way.
Yeah,
and
good
as she
point.
Said, Americans understood exactly. And what was interesting.
Hang on one second. I'll finish on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
There's nothing like a great story. And I want to introduce you to some folks who can help tell the story of your town, company, or cause. Heidi and Kara from Crash and Stews are here to tell you how they help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online. They've worked with the likes of General Mills, Harley-Davidson, NPR, and the Voices of Watford. And they can help you, too. Heidi, tell our listeners how Crash and Stews can help.
Every person, every product, every town has a story to tell, and that story should be told in a very creative, simple, and clear way. The shorter that we can make that message and more clear and concise, the better as we reach your audience.
Kara, how do you do what you do?
We deliver compelling content that engages, entertains, and educates. We help ad agencies and businesses create meaningful connections with their customers and employees.
What advice would you have for folks?
If you're not managing your reputation, you can be sure someone else is. It's very important to manage your reputation online these days.
CrashandStews.com or call them at 612-338-7947. Stay tuned for more conversations about storytelling with Crash and Stews.
I am a 47-year-old 71-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank account, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Rolling on from the North Dakota Petroleum Conference annual meeting. Day two of a three-day event. By the way, Thursday we're at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Going to do the radio show from a hot tub. It's actually going to happen. As a matter of fact, looking forward to that. And
don't drop the mic.
I will not, Todd. We've got that all worked out. Could be troublesome.
Let's not electrocute anyone.
And, well, they always say don't take the radio into the bathtub with you. Similarly, you should not take a plugged in microphone either.
Exactly right, yeah. But one other thing you should know, that we're going to be there, and they have a $1,000 factory rebate right now and a in-store rebate that's going down $100 a day between now and Monday. So if you go in there today, I think it's $700 plus a $1,000 factory rebate, so it's a great deal. Friday, we're at the League of Cities event for AE2S. Looking forward to that. Brought to you today in part by our friends at Apache, High Plains Apache, actually the Apache Sprayer guys. High Plains Apache is your Apache Sprayer dealer. They have two North Dakota locations. Mandan, right across from Bonanza, off Main Avenue there, off East Courtside, and then also, of course, Exit 60 south of Fargo in Frontier. And they have 2016s in right now. The 2015 models are at incredible discounts, so great prices. There's low-interest financing. And if you happen to need anything for the aviation industry, I mean, we're talking spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, the works, 50,000 of them. And, of course, great application training and on-site, expertise that is second to none at High Plains Apache. Online at highplainsapache.com or in Mandan and Frontier 2. More of our conversation with Steve Moore of the Wall Street Journal here, Fox News Channel, Heritage Foundation economist. We better talk a little bit about what you're going to talk about at noon, but we want to finish on Carly. Anything else on Carly?
I was simply saying that...
A great gift from Donald Trump.
Yeah, it was. And that because, people, I think Donald Trump... His act is wearing a little thin with people. I think he was poor in the last debate. I liked his performance in the first debate. I thought he was poor in the second one because he was just kind of mean and nasty when he came out of the gate and said, to the guy, I'm a big fan of Rand Paul's. And he said, what are you doing on this stage? It was just so contemptuous. And, Jeb Bush, he said, oh, I see you took your energy pills today. It was just these kind of sarcastic comments were kind of mean and nasty and boorish, actually. So I made a prediction on Fox News yesterday. I'll make it on your show, too. I believe within 2 weeks, Carly Fiorina will be in first place in this race. She will overtake Trump.
Wow.
That's how impressed I am with her.
The nominee will be one of three people. Name the three.
Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio or Donald Trump. I think one of those three is
still
gonna
could be Trump.
And maybe Carly. So one of those.
She's
four.
A VP for sure, though, isn't she?
She'll be on the A-list, no question about it.
Emailer, Mr. Moore, not enough time has been spent on the topic of tax reform. Make the case for your preferred method of reform, flat, fair, consumption, etc., and comment whether Congress, even with a Republican president, has the stomach for actually scrapping the current system in favor of broad reform.
This is a slow, fat pitch right over the center of the plate for me because I've devoted my whole life to this issue. So thank you to the gentleman
John.
For asking me. Yeah. John, thank you. I am a absolute fanatic for tax reform. I believe we could increase our rate of growth and create a million more jobs per year with sound tax policy. I'm a flat tax guy. Get the rate down as low as possible. If people want to see a good tax plan, look at Rand Paul's tax plan. 14.5% rate gets rid of the payroll tax, get rid of the corporate tax, gets rid of the estate tax. Get the rates down as low as possible. And, Scott, if we can do that, if we can have a flat-rate income tax with the lowest tax rate in the world, we are going to be slow-flooded with capital and jobs from around the world coming back to the United States. It's going to be awesome. And I agree with this gentleman's point. If the Republicans sweep and they get the House and the Senate and the presidency and they don't fix this, then to hell with them. I'm sick. I'm done with Republicans.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, my gosh. And what I don't get is why Democrats didn't do this because they would have had the presidency for as long as we'd know. Well, I mean, Barack Obama, had he done this 2 years ago, would have had a wind at his back right now.
Here's the thing about the Democratic Party in Washington. You know, you're here in North Dakota. It's hard to appreciate here how left-wing the National Democratic Party has become. This is a part. Look, there has been a coup that has gone on in this country. The radical left has taken over the Democratic Party. The new young Democrats are worse than the old ones, and that's the problem. They don't want to cut tax rates, Scott. They want to raise them. I mean, listen to what Bernie Frank is saying. Raise the rates back up to 7. I mean, Bernie Sanders. Look at what Hillary's saying. You know, let's go to a 44% capital gains tax. I mean, that's insane. They don't want tax reform.
You're going to talk today.
Yeah.
At noon, about whether or not North Dakota can win against the geopolitical influences that are trying to stunt this American energy renaissance right now. Who will win?
Oh, the energy revolution is going to win. North Dakota is going to win. We are, in my opinion, we're going to see, you know, oil prices settle, you know, over the medium term at, you know, $50 to $70 a barrel. I don't think we're headed back to the days of $100 a barrel oil. But, Scott, I think the message is that the frackers and the people who are doing the drilling here in the Bakken have become so efficient, so productive, they can make money at this. And here's what's cool about this. I think a lot of North Dakotans, because you're right involved in it, you're right on top of it, you can't, sometimes it's hard to see the forest from the trees. This is the single most important economic development in the United States in the last 25 years. What's happening here in North Dakota, what's happening in Texas and Oklahoma, on the East Coast, what's happening with Marcellus Shale. It is a story. Look, I'm writing a book on this. If we get this right, if we let the people in North Dakota and the people in West Virginia and the people in Texas and Oklahoma do their thing, we can not only be energy independent in the next 5 years, we can be the energy dominant country in the world. And Scott, that doesn't just have big implications for our economy. It certainly does. But think about how this whole changes the whole geopolitical situation all over the world. Think of what it, first of all, it breaks the back of OPEC. OPEC is out of business. It destroys Putin. It destroys ISIS. It doesn't destroy them, but it helps defund them. Why in the world wouldn't we want to do this? All we need is a president who just stands out of the way and lets it happen. We are the most energy-rich nation in the world. We're sitting on a $4 trillion treasure that God endowed with us. Hell yes, we should use it. Coal, gas, you know, oil, nuclear, go for it all.
You're absolutely right. Another question. You wrote a column about this. Is oil an inexhaustible resource?
Yes, of course it is. For all intents and purposes.
The crazies will go nuts.
A lot of people go, oh my God, how can you say this is a finite resource? No, the whole story of the last 50, 100 years is the technology improves so dramatically that it always outpaces the depletion. So, you know, when the frackers came along and the people who did the horizontal drilling, we overnight doubled and tripled our capacity to drill oil and gas. So for all intents and purposes, we are not running out of this. We are not going to drill the last barrel of oil, at least not for the next 200 years. And then, by the way, we may not need, in 200 years, Scott, we may not need oil and gas because we'll be using solar or some other form of energy. But for the next 100 years, we do not have to worry about running out of this stuff.
Alan says, as much as Obama worries about carbon footprints and global warming, how much carbon footprint is there to bring oil from all over the world to the United States? Let's just use our own.
I can't approve on that. He's exactly right. Yeah. Amen. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, in 5 or 6 years, we should be selling this stuff abroad rather than buying it. You know, we want to sell it, not buy it.
Another question. TJ, when and if the oil export ban will be lifted?
Should be lifted 2 years ago. I mean, I estimate that we could add 1 percentage point of GDP. 1%, so it'll go from 2% growth to 3% by just this one action. Because we're talking about an extra $100 billion a year of extra output if we get rid of this ban. This goes back to, you all know this, goes back to 1974 during the Arab oil embargo. It is the most outdated law. Get rid of it.
I mean, and what would that do for North Dakota when that...
Oh, my God. I mean, you're talking about an extra, you're going to be flooded with people in the state. You're going to have 2 million people in the state if you do that, because you're going to create so many jobs. And it's a great, great thing. I mean, I've been out to the Bakken Shale. You took me out there. It is astonishing, and it's a tribute to human ingenuity and American know-how, and the guys who are doing this are great, great entrepreneurs.
Just talking about the current environment getting elected. They're messing around with tying it to different deals, and it's related to transportation bill, and their horse trading going on now where they say, hey, how about our wind tax credit? We want that. Yeah, and the Democrats are really... So just bring us to the inside baseball. They're going to get enough wrangling
together. I think this is going to get done in the next 6 months.
Despite Obama's threatened veto here in the week ago.
I'm kind of hesitating, Scott, because this president continually astounds me, quite frankly. I mean, for God's sake, he won't build the Keystone Pipeline.
And it's the same argument he used, by the way. He said, hey, that's not Congress's to do.
There's two no-brainers. We should be exporting the stuff, and we need to build pipelines so we can distribute it, because it's environmentally the best way to transport this stuff. So I'm hesitant to say we're going to get this done. Under a normal president, this would be a no-brainer. But this president is so enthralled with the radical Greens that he may not allow it to happen.
Last question from Simon. When are prices coming back?
As I just said, I think they're going to migrate up to maybe $50, $60, $70 a barrel. The good news is crackers can make money at that, but I don't think we're going back to $100 a barrel unless there's a huge flare-up in the Middle East.
So when you say $50, $60, is that going to be the new norm in oil?
I think so, yeah.
For the foreseeable future?
For the next 5 years, yeah.
Wow. And, what's interesting
maybe
about...
70, 50 to 70.
What's interesting about this pause that has happened right now is... Everybody's gotten so much more efficient.
Yeah. That's what's so cool about
it. The cost continues to ratchet down so that, 55 would be doable.
I talked to Harold Hamm, and he said, look, we can't make money at 40, but we can make it at 55 or 60, and I think that's where we're headed.
All right. So what do you want to hear from folks today at Wisconsin?
Keep doing what you're doing. North Dakota, North Dakota, quite frankly, as I said, this is the only continental state I've not been to. You are almost literally carrying the rest of the country on your shoulders. Amen. God bless you, people. It's amazing.
Yeah, pretty amazing is right. And no quitting us, right?
Pardon me?
No quitting us.
Oh, God.
Just keep doing
Scott, you know me. I'm an optimist. My message is if we get a president who is pro-business, pro-oil, pro-development, we're going to see the biggest boom this country ever saw.
Are you aware that we are the state with the one and only Bank of North Dakota? A state-owned bank? Did you know that?
I don't know if I want to hear about that. That doesn't sound too good to me.
this fellow that's coming next is one of the three board of directors.
No, I'm just kidding. I want to be educated about it, but, look. You don't take tax dollars, do you?
This is our tax commissioner, our ag commissioner, Doug Goring.
To the state legislature, and we give back to our communities. Our bank is there to help.
Yeah.
I know.
As long as it's not the export-import bank.
I just wanted to give him hives before he left. Before he left, I wanted to say, state-owned bank, and I just said all these great things about North Dakota. But it's quite a marvel, actually. And at one point, I think you would not have liked it, but under Republican governors, it really has been transformed to be an economic development tool as much as anything.
Absolutely.
And a partner to all the other banks out there. So
we're out there to support the other banks, support economic development, and really push our state forward and help.
So more with Doug in just a moment. We'll let you get ready for the conference agenda. God bless you for coming out.
I can't wait to come out again. I love the 70-degree weather.
It's always like this, just so you know. All right, short break. Back with more. Doug Goring, North Dakota Ag Commissioner. When we come back on What's On Your Mind, don't go away.
serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day, every day and pick up the hot stuff, personal pan pizzas, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day. Plus great savings on Deli Express sandwiches like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib, the big ones, $2.99 each. Mars king-size candy bars, 79 cents each. Jack Lynx 2-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus save on Pringles grab-and-go, 79 cents, and Kellogg's Cheez-Its. Just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies. Only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Let's find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of our friends with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Carson from Regent wants to talk about hunting season from a landowner's perspective. Listen to this, Carson.
It's that time of the year for the hunter and landowner to refurbish or build a new relationship in regards to the upcoming hunting season. I would just like to remind the outdoors person that most landowners welcome you if you ask. A very important reminder and act of courtesy is to leave the land in as good as or better shape than you found it. A lot of us landowners post our land for safety reasons, and so when permission is granted, we know who is out there. It is also important to ask permission every time you come out, even if you received permission the previous year. It is an excellent way to build a long-lasting relationship, and landowners do appreciate a thank you note or even a Christmas card at the end of the season. Remember, a safe hunt is a memorable hunt.
Good advice. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home, one of our fine sponsors. We could not do what we do without the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and we thank them very much for that. All right, folks, our ag commissioner is back with us, Doug Gordon. Sorry to throw you into the battle over a state-owned bank, but I knew that would send him into hysteria there. What?
I was just walking by.
Anyway, Doug was scheduled to join us here in the last segment, and we just got carried away with time, so we only have a couple of minutes here today. But this is good fun here at the Petroleum Conference, huh?
Well, it is. It's good to catch up. It's good to actually see some of the programs, hear about some things that are going on from the industry's point of view, and trying to get a feel for where some companies are at, where some of the issues are at. I mean, we seem to have an onslaught of regulations and issues that are coming from Washington. So you can hear some of that conversation. We're taking on a few battles ourselves.
Let's talk about something around there. What are the worst ones on the ag worry? Ron Ness actually last hour did a good job of going through some just ridiculous new battles that they're fighting, where literally they're talking about in the next day or two having to file yet another lawsuit against the federal government.
Exactly.
You're doing the same thing on the ag side, right?
Well, we are, and we're concerned about the things that are happening on the energy side because we are such an energy-intensive industry. Plus, our nation is an energy-intensive nation. I mean, it helps drive our economy, manufacturing, innovation. But the Clean Air Act and the emissions issues that are there for the coal industry, for the oil industry, are going to affect us. Bottom line, it would cost more, and there really isn't any more to get out of us. We have issues with OSHA here recently about some of the labor issues and standards that they've changed. They're going to have a deep effect and impact on agriculture because it's targeting the fertilizer industry. And those are, well, for example,
targeting the fertilizer industry.
Yes.
Thank you, OSHA. Yeah.
Thank you very much. What it does is they refer to an issue in there about the retail exemption, and their definition has changed. They've done that under an executive order to change their definition, which affects the risk management program that we actually implement in this state under EPA.
Here's my question. What are they trying to fix? What's the problem?
Well, they're actually referencing the West Texas fertilizer explosion that took place. That was ammonium nitrate, and because they are not allowed to or don't deal with ammonium nitrate, but they do oversee anhydrous ammonia, they thought that was their end to at least target anhydrous ammonia. We will lose a third of our facilities here in North Dakota. It will actually be counterintuitive because it does nothing to enhance worker or public safety. But it will most definitely be a paper exercise that will shut down a lot of our satellite fertilizer and facilities across the state. And then it will make all
access
these
to fertilizer tougher, which we just went through a battle, obviously,
exactly,
with the rail on that. My gosh.
And then it's going to put people on the road having to drive further to get it, and it will just put more people at risk.
Only a couple of minutes left here, but I want to ask you about a decision coming up in days for the North Dakota Industrial Commission related to some regulations that were put in on flaring, okay? And we all want flaring to be zero, right? I mean,
yeah,
everybody does.
That's a goal.
Yeah, everybody's on that board. It's wasted, and you don't want to waste it if you can't, if you don't have to. But some of these regulations were put in place with aggressive timelines at a very different time in the industry and with a different price environment. And so the industry has a proposal to say, you know what, lengthen out those timelines. And it's being met with objections by Governor Dalrymple and others. Where are you at?
Well, I'm looking at this as, yes, the industry did say we thought we could actually meet these goals, understanding that weather is a problem and an issue. Other people's timelines, getting equipment, compressors and pipe being problems, but also just getting that pipe in the ground, getting those easements, and understanding that these are some lofty goals, but they're also huge challenges. And now that we've had the price of energy components and products going down, their ability to invest back into equipment, invest back into this is much, much more of a challenge for them also. I'm to the point where, you know what, I'm willing to give this another construction season and let them meet those goals 9 months later.
The governor said he needed, proof or data from the industry to be able to demonstrate that before he'd go along with that. Do you think they've demonstrated that to this point?
I believe they have. In my mind, I believe they have. Because the other problem is going to be if we don't do this, just because of the way that the rule is written, they're still going to be granted the opportunity because they get to go through the appeals process or at least look at it. It's just the fact that we're going to have to deal with every case that comes through the door. And pretty soon all of our time is consumed just dealing with this. And instead of having a half a day or three quarters of a day industrial commission meetings, we're going to have 2 days. And really it's something that could be resolved or we could actually have some oversight in different areas. But
Doug, thanks for the time. Appreciate the advocate you are for agriculture, for energy, and for our great state.
Thank you.
North Dakota's Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, always accessible for us and the good voters of this great state of North Dakota. God bless you, folks. We are out of time. Jam-packed program. We'll do it all over again tomorrow here. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 Thursday and the League of Cities meeting at Fargo on Friday for AE2S. Looking forward to that. All right. Energy Matters coming up and back at it for What's on Your Mind tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.